Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley and happy holidays 2 days before Christmas Day. You're listening to the Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on the Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. My guest today is Alan Anderson, author of A Dog Named Leaf, and we'll be talking about how animals provide a spiritual connection for us and can teach us many things about ourselves. And Alan will be sharing his personal story about Leaf and how he helped Alan through a particularly difficult time. Alan will also be giving away free copies of the book, A Dog Named Leaf, later in the show, so be sure and stay tuned for that. But first, I want to remind you tomorrow's show at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern is all about gratitude on Christmas Eve. And the show was originally scheduled for the week of Thanksgiving, which is when we typically think of gratitude. But due to some technical issues I had in my office, I wasn't able to do the show that week and we had to do an encore presentation instead. But I think that gratitude is such an important thing, regardless of the time of the year. And I think at the holidays, at Christmas, and at the end of the year is also another really great time to focus on gratitude. So that's going to be an all call-in show tomorrow so that we can share our gratitude with one another and really spread that emotion around. So I hope you'll tune in and call in and share your gratitude. I also want to share with you that I have a new free report up on the website called Top 5 Ways to Get Unstuck Right Now. It's got some great tools that you can start applying right away if you're feeling really stuck. So you can get that either at thelauralongleyshow.com or yourauthenticwisdom.com. Up in the top banner, you'll find where you sign up to get that. And since it's Monday, the last 15 minutes of today's show, I will be doing call-in for tarot readings and intuitive guidance. And I'll give you the number now, and you can write it down for later in the show. It's 800-930-2819, so be sure and stay tuned for that. Well, enough with the announcements. Let's get to it. Alan Anderson and his wife, Linda Anderson, are best-selling authors of 15 internationally distributed books about the healthy benefits of pets and co-founders of Angel Animals Network. The Andersons' 2000 book about animal rescue and Alan's 2013 memoir, A Dog Named Leaf, won the prestigious American Society of Journalists and Authors Outstanding Book Awards. Let's welcome Alan Anderson to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Laura.
I am really happy to have you here because every time I talk to you, when I talked to you last week during our pre-interview call and when we were just talking before the show started today, we spend all of our time laughing.
We do, don't we? It really reminds us how much fun life can be, just the little things that come up and you think, oh, this is really amusing.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, our pets are really great for showing that to us as well. I have two cats, and sometimes they just are so adorable, and you know they have their little quirks, and it really does just make me laugh.
I can just imagine them playing and all the little things they do. Just probably they're upside down more often than you would think that's possible.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things my little girl does, that she likes to lay on her back, and she's kind of chubby. And so her tummy is sticking up, and it's just so furry and soft. You know, it just is so adorable. I love it.
Does she like belly rub?
She does. And oh. And her fur is so soft on her stomach, too. I love to do it. So, yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, and I was telling you my little story about a month ago, how my cat, Jinx, who's my boy, he all of a sudden decided that he needed to be fed canned food. I've always fed my cats dry food only. And, you know, every once in a while they'll get canned food if I run out of the dry food or there's some special reason, like one of them is sick or something. But these cats had not had canned food in at least 6 months. And I went into the kitchen to get something for myself to eat, which was a can of split pea soup. And it had that kind of can where you just pull the tab to open it and it makes a certain noise. He came running in the kitchen. And I'm telling you, it had probably been 6 months since he had had canned food, but he remembered that sound. And he comes running in there and he's like, "Where's my food? Where's my food?" And I let him sniff the soup because I knew he wouldn't want that. It was vegetarian. He wasn't going to want that. And he's still standing there looking at me like, "Well, where's mine?" And he convinced me that I should give him some food, some canned food. And I did. The next day, at the same time, I go in the kitchen to get my own meal. He's right in there. Okay, time for my dinner, too. And so now he's trained me into giving him canned food for dinner.
He's a very, very smart fellow.
He is.
He knows how to get what he wants, especially when it comes to really delicious canned food.
Yeah, exactly. So now he's on the gravy train of getting canned food every day. Oh, well. You know, it's a small thing in the grand scheme of life. And if it makes him happy, then I can be happy about it, too.
And so. They bring you so much joy. It seems like that little thing is just a little, you know, give it back to them because they enjoy that so much.
Well, and just his antics around it brought me so much joy that I'm like, okay, I'm going to reward that, right?
Oh, well, I love cats. They are so interesting.
Well, I know you have a couple of cats along with Leaf, your dog.
No, we do. We do. And they basically, well, Cuddles is our tuxedo cat, and she basically rules the house. And, you know, it's like you have this giant dog, or, you know, Leaf is medium sized. He's a cocker, this little cat. And somehow she just mentally tells Leaf,
I know,
this is the way it's going to be.
Cats are in charge. Cats rule the world. Well, I want to get into talking a little bit about the book and what happened, the story you tell in the book, so that people can start to really understand that, you know, our pets really are beyond just our entertainment. Like, we've been talking about how entertaining it has been for me and my cat, but there really is something much more there. And your story with Leaf, it really illustrates that that is true. Now, I know that you also have some research statistics that show that animals can really tune in empathetically with what's going on with their human. And I don't know, do you have statistics research results you can cite, or am I putting you on the spot?
Well, it's always good to be put on the spot. It keeps you bright, ready to go. But, you know, there are studies out. You know, for one thing, there was a Newsweek study. And it's not exactly completely recent, but there was a Newsweek Gallup study that said that over, you know, 50%, when they asked the population of this country, have you ever had a religious or mystical experience? And they said yes. And then some of them would say no, but it was like the majority of people would actually understand so many things that, you know, you talk about and others talk about when it comes to that deeper level of existence and, you know, who you truly are inside, which is beyond the mental, you know, apparatus and the emotions and all the things that we so cherish. But you are deeper and more of a divine element, or divine, or whatever you want to call it. It might be spiritual, mystical, divine, whatever it is. There's an aspect of you that category of being. And, you know, I believe, and I know for certain, that animals are the same way. The University of Western Wisconsin basically did a study that documents dogs are extremely good at figuring out what people need. Now, good means that they're not just watching and figuring out. They're actually feeling and understanding deep within. This is a crisis. This is a challenge. This is something where I need to be a certain way in order to bring more love to this individual's life. There's other studies. Goldsmith College did research on empathy, and it suggests that dogs constantly attempt to comfort their owners who are in distress.
Right.
It doesn't matter what kind of distress. It means that they're trying to make life fuller and better for that person, that companion for that pup. And just, you know, there's multiple studies around, and people can always, you know, look up the stats or the individual stories from people, but it always comes back to that relationship between the dog, the cat, any animal, even an animal in nature that was there at a specific time, and that person. And on a deeper level, it wasn't an accident. It was something very unique and
right.
needed for those two individuals.
No coincidences. Yeah, and your book definitely shows that there aren't coincidences, that Leaf came into your life at the time that he did for a very specific purpose. And we're going to talk more about that later in the show. But I want to set up kind of the big piece of it, which was that you were diagnosed with a brain aneurysm.
Yes.
And you needed to have surgery to fix that. And at some point prior to the surgery, you had this dream about the building of life. How far before the surgery was that?
A few days. It was something that was coming up. There were a couple of life-threatening things that were discovered. One would be a blood clot, and one would be the brain aneurysm. And both of these were a shock because I had been healthy all my life. And this is soon after we adopted Leaf, who really came from a very troubled background and was emotionally scarred and had an abuse in his background. They found him abandoned behind a shelter. And it was just interesting, the two of us coming together. But yes, it was about a week, maybe a little bit longer, when I first discovered the brain aneurysm. And then then through some testing and some additional work to find out how best to address that, they found a blood clot in my leg that was in a major artery ready to go to the heart. So I had two things that were happening. Now, when you talk about spiritual and you talk about connection, this was extremely special. I had this dream, and basically, you know, it was a nightmare, kind of almost real, like you're living your daily life and it was a dream instead. And I was seeing all these people, a mass of people, going into this giant structure, which I learned was the building of life. And they all could go in and continue their lives. They had libraries and buildings of all kinds, oceans, relationships. Everything that was life was inside that building. And it kept on moving and growing and sort of organic the way I was looking at it. Every one of these people, my family, my friends, my wife, everyone was rushing into the building because they wanted to continue with their life. But every single one of them in the dream had a ticket they were holding in their hand. So they were allowed to go in. And I looked at it in my hand and I didn't have a ticket.
And at that point, I'm going to stop you for our break because I want people to keep listening to find out how you got a ticket. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Alan's going to tell you how he got a ticket to the building of life. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is happy.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Alan Anderson, author of A Dog Named Leaf. And as we went to the break, Alan was telling us about this dream he had a few days before he had surgery for a brain aneurysm about the building of life and how he needed a ticket to get in and he didn't have one. So how did Leaf help you out with that, Alan?
Well, I had the ticket in hand. I mean, I did not have a ticket in hand and I was panicked. And, of course, people, I'm sure many people that are listening now have had vivid dreams in their lives and they think it's completely real, even though it's a dream, because it is such a real feeling. I rushed into the line trying to sneak in, and people were looking at me, and they said, looked at me and said, "You don't belong here. You don't have a ticket." And they were just very growly about it. I mean, they weren't going to let me.
You have no life for you.
Exactly. I mean, how rude of that. But they were definitely not wanting me in that line because I just did not belong anymore. So I woke up from that, and I actually was kind of in a sweat. The sheets and all were all tumbled about. I was really kind of panicked. And I thought, well, maybe my subconscious is trying to tell me something because I just can't face the fact that things could go very, very badly here with the upcoming surgery and with all the other things that might be happening with my body. And Leaf, for the first time after he came into our home, and he was very, very, you know, didn't like to be touched. He had that abusive background. I was hugging him, trying to keep him from realizing that we truly loved him and he was going to be there forever no matter what. But he actually jumped on the bed and was letting me hold him on the bed as I was caressing him, which was so different. He knew I was in need of his help at that moment. Well, later on that morning, I got up and I hesitated, but I finally talked to my wife, Linda, about the dream. And because we both take dreams very seriously, and we look at what it's trying to tell us.
Yeah.
And Leaf was up at my feet listening to every word, and I raised my hand up, and I had this empty hand with no paper, and I said, "I didn't have a ticket." And, of course, Linda tended to go white. She said, "Oh, my God." She was definitely not liking to hear that. And Leaf just laid down and put his head on his two paws and just thought about it. Well, later that morning, which was, you know, something he had never done before, he went over to the living room table and I wasn't in the room. He put his paw up and put all the papers on the floor, and then he'd start ripping them up into little pieces of paper. And he would gather them up in his mouth, and he would bring them over to me, wanting me to take them from his mouth. He wanted me to give that piece of paper. And when I did, he put them on the, you know, dropped them on the floor at my feet and went back and started ripping up some more to bring me more paper. And, you know, can you guess what he was trying to do?
Well, I can because I read the book, but.
Well, at the time, I didn't know. I honestly didn't know that what he was trying to do because I was so, involved in my own emotional state because, and, you know, this is interesting, just a side note, men don't like to really talk about their emotional state. So this book
yes.
that I wrote was definitely a little bit more than I had a comfort level for.
Yeah.
But I decided it was important for other people to realize the importance of having companionship and open that door for help. Well, during the surgery, you know, before the surgery, I was going through the whole process of getting ready. This is the brain surgery, and went and visited my family. It was very sweet. And then I went into the surgical room, and I just remembered I was so worried and concerned because I didn't have a ticket. I didn't know what was going to happen. And they were bringing down the mask. It was very slowly bringing down. And I heard the voice of one of the nurses say that they would be with me through the whole thing and, you know, just be calm. And all of a sudden I saw Leif's face in my mind's eye. And I was surprised. And he had some papers in his mouth. And he dropped the one sliver piece of paper, and I reached out in my mind's eye and touched it, and I knew at that moment that he was giving me the ticket to life.
Yes.
And I became so calm, and I realized it was all going to be okay. He was there, and he was with me, even in my own inner world, and it was very, very, very important for me at that moment to be able to touch that piece of paper and realize that I had my ticket.
Well, and it's just so amazing that, because obviously he understood what was happening in this dream, either as you were telling it to Linda or maybe even knowing what you dreamt, because you also had an experience with a friend of yours with a different dream calling you and telling you that he had experienced the dream with you, right?
Right. You know, people are so often thinking, things like that don't happen. It's just, but when you have a friend call you and describe exactly what was going on, I would dare say that it was a joint dream with both of us experiencing the same thing. I really do think that that's very much part of what could be part of our reality when we're talking about what's happening in our dream life, what's happening when we meet either an animal or a person at a particular time in your life in the physical world. It isn't like you said, it's not a coincidence. There's more
right.
going on there, and it's very much on a deeper level than just what we do on our daily lives with our mental stresses, our fear of the future, our regret from the past. I mean, all that stuff is part of who we are, but there's something deeper that we can always hold on to and become an integral part of ourselves. And this is what happened with me, and this is one reason why I wanted to get this book out there, because I think people need to be reassured that what they're experiencing is real for them, and they should allow it to become part of who they are.
I think that is such a great message. And I got so caught up in the story about the ticket. usually when we come back from that first break, I ask the guests to give their contact information so people can find you and find the book, and I didn't do that. So would you do that now, please, Alan?
Oh, sure. I mean, on the website is adognamedleaf.com. And you know, we have on there anytime I might be doing different things with the book, but adognamedleaf.com. And also there's a weekly Angel Animals newsletter that they can subscribe to. It's a free one, and all they do is subscribe, and they get a confirmation that they subscribe, and they can always
unsubscribe,
not have it happen
if
they wanted to,
yeah.
But they definitely can get in and read a beautiful story each week of a person who's had similar or different types of amazing experiences with animals and what they've learned from that. And it's uplifting. People love to read uplifting stories. But for the book, adognamedleaf.com, it's on all the online bookstores, and Barnes & Noble and the rest would be, if they don't have them in stock, they would order.
Okay. And I know that you have a Facebook page for the book as well, because I went there.
Oh, yes. He's such a beautiful dog. Isn't he?
Yes, he is. Well, and you've got lots of pictures throughout the book, too. And
I splurged. I had so much fun with the images.
How old is Leaf now?
He's 8.
Okay, so he's starting to get up there a little bit.
He has a little bit of gray hair here and there, and he's just become the most loving, most beautiful creature after all the work and all the stuff that happened over these years. And him and I are inseparable. He just adores it. He loves Linda, too, and they're a team in their own way when I'm traveling, but he definitely is very, very special in a lot of different ways.
So how long was it before the surgery that you got him, that he came into your life?
A few months, I think. At the shelter, we brought him into our lives, and he was such a wreck, he couldn't sleep it out. He was always howling. He wasn't house trained. I had to bring him out. This is like Minnesota winter when you're talking 10 and 20 below. Several times a night, take him outside
so I could get him
trained properly. And I'm putting my shoes and jacket on, and he's going out saying, I don't want to go outside, but he's going anyway because that's what dogs are supposed to do, go to the bathroom outside, even in Minnesota winters. And I've spent time with him, walking him. I think he has some constipation problems, so we had to walk quite a bit to get him doing the things he needed to do in that way. Later on, we found out that he had other issues with his digestion, but that was a little later. So, yeah, I bring him in, and I always go back to an easy chair that I had in my office, and I pick him up, which was really kind of amazing because he still didn't like to be touched at that point. And I hold him, and I just softly talk to him and tell him how much he's loved, and this is his forever home. There's one thing I did that really worked for me. It was wonderful, and it worked for Leaf because I was able to do a chant that I do when I need to relax and calm down and sort of get in touch with me spiritually. And I used it's the word Hugh, H-U, and I would just go sing to him very softly, and he would relax, his muscles would relax, I would relax, he would start snoring, I would start snoring, we could actually get some sleep, and it was just a perfect way of just allowing us to have a little bit more of a healing. And each and every day and each and every night, that healing just grew, and the trust grew, and finally he was able to do many of the things I really glad he did when I was having such a crisis with my brain and the surgery.
Right, absolutely. Well, it is time for us to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to give away a copy of the book. So be sure and stay tuned for that. And we're also going to talk about, once Alan got through the surgery, how he and Leaf both kind of grew and changed along a similar path. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Alan Anderson, author of A Dog Named Leaf, and we're going to give away a free copy of the book, A Dog Named Leaf, right now to the very first caller at 800-930-2819. So if you'd like to get a copy of Alan's book, A Dog Named Leaf, you can call in right now at 800-930-2819. So, Alan, I know that the surgery was really kind of just the start of a lot of learning and growth for you from a, I don't know, spiritual perspective, a personal perspective, in that there were a lot of parallels for you and how Leaf was learning and growing at that time, too. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about what that was about for you.
Well, it was fascinating because Leaf, in a way, came from a background where he could never trust anything, whether he's going to be able to be in a home, whether he's thrown in a shelter, where people are going to be nice to him. He was definitely someone who came into this life, and the first year of his life, he saw nothing but bad.
I mean, he didn't.
And for me, like many of us, we've had interesting childhoods, and we know from that we become, and some of those aspects of that childhood become part of us. And I had the same issue to some degree with my father. And you know, when it comes to the sort of thing that you don't really want to talk about with the physical stuff and other things that might be causing you to have the same issue with trust.
Right.
And, of course, you know, probably a psychologist or anybody would say the reason why I, in my early young age, after I got my degree in journalism, was to go into police work so I could protect myself from those who might want to hurt me.
Oh, that's an interesting insight. Yeah.
So I had this uniform on, and all of a sudden this barrier, and then I couldn't be hurt anymore as I was growing up. For about 8 years I did police work, and the reason I did it was because I loved it, because after I got into it, I wasn't just there to try to get more storylines for my writing. I was actually there, and I was actually doing good. I was helping people during their crisis in a way that would make it better instead of worse. Often, you know, as you well know, people in law enforcement tend to make it worse.
Right, yes.
Calm it down and realize that we get back to a level where there's reason and logic in the whole situation, not just one big emotional display. So I did police work for 8 years, and that even caused me to trust people even less, because while I was doing good for some of the people in various situations, all I saw really day after day, night after night, were people that were going to try to hurt me or try to hurt others.
Right.
So Leif and I, sort of when we got together, we kind of had the same view of life. And after the surgery, I saw in him an individual that was actually becoming more of a loving, compassionate dog, and realizing that he wasn't going to have to be fearful all his life of those around him. And with that, I observed and I took notes, and I was just watching him, because I loved watching him and how he handled things. I'll give you one example. I was getting better, so to speak, but not all that good. I was just going to the hospital to get some other thing done. The last time I would ever have to visit a hospital for this reason, and I left, and I was stressed out and everything. I went to pick him up at daycare, doggy daycare. It was right before they closed, and I brought him in the car with me, and I was just still so stressed out, and he was just so happy, and he was ready to go home and, you know, do the things he loves to do. All of a sudden, I saw in him just joy. But as I left and got in the car, I was still having some very, very hard time seeing things because any kind of bright light would give me a terrible headache from the surgery. And this white van stopped in front of me, and the reflection from the direct sunlight into my face just caused me to explode, and I was just didn't know what was going on. I was yelling, "Why are you stopped?" And of course, I'm not going to express some of the things that are not proper.
That we say in the privacy of our car.
But I definitely, now Leaf was at this time, was in the back seat, and he was relaxed. All of a sudden, he perked up. And, you know, normally a dog that had been abused would just cower.
Right.
But him and I, our bond was so complete, he jumped into the front seat and started licking my face. And I was so surprised. He was just licking, and he was looking at me and licking some more. I realized what I had done. I lost control, emotional control, and he was like an adult calming a child down.
Yes.
And then I, you know, it was just so sweet. And then the van moved, and it was just a stoplight, and I was so embarrassed. But he kept on staying in the front seat and giving me an occasional lick. And so we both went home. And I, of course, immediately went to sleep, and I got Leaf some extra dog treats and other things that would help him.
Yes.
He got a wonderful reward. So we both basically slept the rest of the afternoon and kind of got back into a normal state. But that showed me that in no matter what situation might be, I can also be compassionate. I can also be loving. I can also be courageous. All that in that one little act showed all those qualities that make us better, make us a more full and 100% individual when we allow those qualities that Leaf displayed in such abundance to become a part of who we are. Even in challenging situations where you're not quite sure if there is danger or not, you're still going to be loving, courageous, and you're going to have the empathy and the display of caring that would help that person through whatever they're going through. And I just love that lesson. And from that point forward, I realized I wanted to be more like my dog.
Well, and it also occurs to me that you had spent a lot of time leading up to that where you were comforting him.
Yes.
And so it was like a role reversal for him to take care of you now.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
And tell the story, too, about because you shared about the chant that you do, the H-U, the H-U chant, and share about the CD in the car.
Oh, now this is really nice. I have a CD in my car. It's, you know, just basically a lot of people singing that beautiful word that I enjoy so much that helps bring me comfort during times when I need that. And I was, of course, you know, going through the same ritual. You know, it's very easy to get into a state of mind that's not very positive when you're driving in heavy traffic.
Yes.
So I started, you know, had this emotional reaction to something that was going on. It probably a car went in front of me. Yeah, I remember that. A car sort of went in front of me quickly and all that. And I started just going emotional again. And what he did, it was already stuck in there. He put his paw over there and pushed the button to turn it on. So all of a sudden, I was hearing this magnificent sound of you, and it just brought me back to reality, and all because Leaf pushed his paw on the button and turned it on right when I needed, at the very moment when I was really about to just go, you know, emotionally ballistic because of whatever driving thing was going
on. Yes, yes.
And I was looking at him, and I was thinking, who are you?
Well, and you talk about it in the book, but, I mean, we can all think about what our console looks like on our car.
Yes.
And there are lots of buttons.
There are.
And so it's not, I mean, it would have been very unlikely that he just hit that by mistake.
I'm thinking the same thing. I was thinking, who are you? And you know, there is an element here, too, and I really believe this in my heart from my experiences, that when, you know, even people, dogs, cats, whoever it might be, there is an element of being a messenger. That's the whole concept of angel animals. Maybe at a certain time, they are there for you to give you comfort, but maybe at other times, they're actually there for you in a more direct way.
Right, right. Yes. So it's kind of like, you know, the animal that saves their owner's life by chasing off a bear or something, but yes, in a different way.
Exactly. Oh, it's a perfect example of why, you know, often they're there in so many different reasons why they're there with you at that time in your life, but it could be chasing a bear away.
Right. Yep. But in this case, it was just turning on a CD that you needed to hear.
Exactly, exactly.
So what do you feel like were, beyond the trust issues, are there other things that you feel like were big parallels between what Leaf needed to learn and what you needed to learn?
Well, I think I mentioned this before, but Leaf tended to live in the moment, at least as he began to heal and realize that he was safe and we were people that would always love him no matter what. He began living in the moment. And I was really enjoying that kind of life where it's not a constant regret of the past,
yes,
or a fear of the future, but getting rid of both of those and just do what you need to do to live life to the fullest each moment of your life. And everything sort of kind of blends where it all works out in the end. Of course, you have to have goals and you have to do different things in life to make sure the bills are paid and all that. That's perfectly normal stuff. But deep inside, if you're not letting that take over and you know there's something more in the foundation of who you are and how you want to become a more of a spiritual or a loving or a courageous person, that is the key in my mind to most people and how they might live their lives, where life would be more precious than ever before, because it's not just the drudgery of the day-to-day activities, but it's the appreciation of those around you and opening your heart to allow that to become part of you. It's just so simple, but it takes a little bit. For me, it took a little bit of a shock and a little bit of an experience and a beautiful dog to show me that direction.
I would say more than a little bit of a shock, but
I'm understating,
yes.
Aren't I?
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story about Leaf with us, Alan. I really have enjoyed learning about Leaf and learning about you and learning about animals and having the humor in all of it as well.
Well, thank you for having me. That's a very, very special. I appreciate that.
So before we say goodbye, would you give your information where people can find you and Leaf and the book again, please?
Yeah, it's adognamedleaf.com, and if you want, you can sign up for a free online weekly story of the week, which would be a story of the week about an angel animal in your life, maybe, if you wanted your story to be shared with others, and it's a beautiful, uplifting weekly thing. And also, our emails are up there on the website, and if you go to the About, we also have our phone numbers if you want to call and talk about your own experiences.
Right. Thank you so much, Alan.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll take your calls for tarot readings or intuitive coaching. So if you have a problem or an issue or you'd like some insider guidance, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. And remember, the tarot does not predict the future, but it helps you know where to focus to get through your issue most easily. And again, the call-in number is 800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. the world is happy.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today was Alan Anderson, author of A Dog Named Leaf. And you can find out more about Alan and Angel Animals Network and the book A Dog Named Leaf at adognamedleaf.com. And some other ways to get help with moving forward in your life. On Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley, S-H-O, and always at thelauralongleyshow.com. And today, for the last 15 minutes of the show, I'm doing tarot readings. If you want to have a tarot reading or some intuitive guidance on a problem in your life, you can call in at 800-930-2819 right now. And we have a caller.
Yeah, we'll take Albanese calling in from Arizona. Looks like she had a question about a relationship. So Albanese, welcome to the Laura Longley Show. What's your exact question, or maybe narrow it down for us?
Hi, Albanese.
Hi. Hi. I'm calling because I'm with somebody. We broke up and now we're back again. And he's a great person. He's really nice and always wants the best for me. But I don't think we're compatible emotional. He doesn't like to be hugged or hold hands. He guess he has his own issues of his own. But he shows that he cares in different ways. So I'm getting a lot of anxiety lately. I wake up in the middle of the night. I just don't know what to do.
So it's feeling like, or what I'm hearing you say is that you're not getting what you need because of what?
Not directly,
right?
But indirectly,
right? So what I'm going to ask, as I'm shuffling the cards, is what does Albanese, and am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes.
Okay. What do you need to know, or where do you need to focus in order to have more clarity around this relationship? Okay. So the card that we have come up here is the Nine of Wands. And Wands is the suit of spirit or source. And the Nine of Wands is strength. So what I'm getting from this is around trusting your strength spiritually to be able to be okay either in this relationship or out of it. Because I wonder if there isn't a piece of you that feels like you won't be okay without this relationship. Is there?
He just helped me a lot in a way that nobody has ever helped me in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes, no, I don't think I'll be okay because he, I guess any question that I have, he'll either, if he doesn't know, he'll look for it or find it or something.
So I think that what this is saying is that instead of relying so heavily on him, you need to rely on your spiritual connection to help you in that way.
And talking about that, I don't know if I have one.
Okay.
I don't feel any signs. I've asked for signs. I don't get any signs. I get kind of jealous when people say, oh, yeah, you know, I listen to the radio. They say, oh, the law of attraction, I imagined this, and a week later, it came up.
Right.
I don't have that experience, and I'm like, well, what am I doing wrong?
So I think that perhaps part of it is that you need to, and this is part of the law of attraction that is the hard part, which is letting go of your attachment to the outcome. So that's letting go of your expectation about what's going to show up and how it's going to show up. But at the same time, you have to raise your awareness. So I know for me personally, if I'm asking for guidance, which is what this is telling me you need to do, is ask for guidance and support from spirit, then you have to be open to however that shows up in your life without having some preconceived notion of what that's going to look like. Because it will. And I know for me, myself, there have been plenty of times I will look back and I go, oh, that's what that was trying to tell me. And I didn't notice it at the time.
Right.
Right. So it's really raising your awareness, really paying attention. And do you do any sort of a spiritual practice? Like, do you meditate on a regular basis or anything like that?
I try to meditate, but I think I have too much anxiety to meditate.
So it's about practice, okay? Because meditation can actually help with the anxiety. And what you have to do is you have to tell yourself that your success at meditation is not that you don't feel anxious while you do it. It's that you continue to sit and do your meditation for whatever period of time you've decided you're going to do it. If it's 5 minutes, if it's 20 minutes, whatever it is. And every time that you find yourself caught up in those anxious feelings, that you just bring your attention back to following your breath. And even if you have to do it 100 times in 5 minutes, you do it. And that is your success. And eventually, over time, that will become much easier and much less of a struggle for you. And it will help you with your anxiety as a side effect.
Okay.
And so then it's when you're in those places and really make a ritual of it, that you do it for a certain length of time each day at the same point in your day, whether it's first thing in the morning, last thing at night, whatever works for you.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, have a happy holiday and thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, that wraps it up for us for today, 2 days before the Christmas holiday. I do want to remind you that if you go to the website, and you can go to either thelauralongleyshow.com or yourauthenticwisdom.com, you can get a free report, which is the top 5 ways to get unstuck right now. And these are all tools that you can put into practice right away. They aren't things that you need to work up to. So they're things you can try right away that'll start to shift your experience and start to move you out of that place of feeling stuck. I also want to let you know that recently I've started uploading all of the shows to YouTube, and you can find that channel is the Laura Longley Show on YouTube. So if you like to look at something while you're listening to the show, you get to look at a visual piece as you're listening to the show as well. Plus, there are also clips from the shows with the healing meditations just by themselves, as well as light bulb moments just by themselves. So you don't have to listen to the whole show just to get those pieces. Well, I want to thank my guest today, Alan Anderson, for sharing his personal story about his spiritual connection with his dog, Leaf, and sharing with us how this is true for all of us in our lives. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a really fun time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or TransformationTalkRadio.com, and every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific will be an all-call-in show for expressing our gratitude. And this show was originally scheduled for the week of Thanksgiving, and it got preempted because of some technical issues I had in my office. But we can always use gratitude in our lives, and I really look forward to you guys calling in and sharing what you're grateful for in your life right now and over the past year. Have a grateful day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.